102.9 KBLX. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Willard Ambassadors. You know Willard Middle School in Berkeley on Stewart? Well, they have a fantastic program called Willard Ambassadors. And I would like to introduce two young ambassadors, 7th grade Tina Javazada and 8th grader Sebastian Esteva. Hello, welcome. Thank you for being here. So you are with Willard Middle School, mm-hmm. and you are both Willard ambassadors.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us what it means to be a Willard ambassador, and then we want to hear about all the programs that you have.
The Willard Ambassadors for me is a program where I can kind of feel more free in the school. It's very empowering, I think, actually, to have teachers come up to me and say, oh, yeah, I have this idea for the school. Can you help me make it a reality? Or for me to go up to my teacher, James Pavlock, and say, oh, I have a cool project. And the fact that I can say that and then go out and do it right away, basically. He says, that's a great idea. Go talk to the principal. Principal trusts us. The faculty trusts us.
So ambassadors for Willard, basically meaning that you're kind of the conduit or the middle people that go between the school and the community?
Sometimes it's stuff like that. But sometimes, or at least like for me, what I do most in ambassadors is not just pursuing other people's ideas, but like coming up with my own. Like I see this thing that I think could really help out the community or would be a good way for us to, you know, use what power we have through the ambassadors and, you know, give back to the community.
Where do you get the power as the ambassadors? Just through kind of reputation of what you've done
in
the past and success?
Yeah, you know, past ambassadors, Mr. Pavlock, you know, having the, like, the little badge, we get little ambassador badges, mm-hmm. that gives you the power and, like, responsibility.
Exactly. And throughout, this program started just, it was actually a very young program. It started, I believe, 5 years ago. James Pavlock, our teacher, started it. He had this random idea that students would basically lead the class. It wouldn't be something that he would be in charge of. All he would be is a guide. And it was a time for the students to build themselves up. And over time, after these 5 years, we've really built ourselves up in our school. And now we're starting to reach out into the community. In the beginning, I bet it was harder for them to do their projects. But now, throughout the years, the faculty has really said, oh, yeah, the ambassadors, they get stuff done. They are a group of students who Mr. Pavlock handpicks to be ambassador. So it's a group of kids who are picked specifically for their drive to help the community or to help the school.
Let's look at some of the projects so far that have already happened at Willard Middle School that have been kind of driven or conceptualized by the ambassadors. And then let's kind of look to the future to see what you all want to do. So what are some of the things that you've done at the school as ambassadors to better the school for the students or whomever?
Well, we have these projects that we do like every week or every month. Like we have game room or fun lunch. So fun lunch is a thing we do during sixth grade lunch, making sure that, you know, the kids don't like eat alone and they like have fun during lunch. Game room, it's just a bunch of games. Everyone has a really good time in it, I've heard.
Yeah, so to continue with game room, it happens every Tuesday. And the reason for that is actually for students who maybe aren't sporty or we are noticing, oh, there's a student who maybe feels a little out of place in the school right now.
So it kind of is fighting for inclusion and fighting against bullying and just making
exactly.
sure that everybody has somewhere to be and feels safe.
Yeah. So we also have movie nights that we organize as students. Us as students can organize a whole movie night, be entrusted to pick a movie, have the snacks. We run everything. Again, it's a thing for students to feel more welcome at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people, especially sixth graders, they can't imagine having that much power, you know, just coming from elementary school
totally.
Where, you know, you're still, like, your hand's still being held, kind of. You're just like, wow, I can actually be independent and have all this power and take all this control over what I want Willard to be
mm-hmm.
or, what, like, how I want to affect our community.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really funny today. A story exactly like that happened. It was one of our ambassadors, Abby, who's been very active in the program as well, was like, oh, yeah, and one of my friends, a little brother's who's currently in fourth grade said, oh yeah, I know about the ambassadors. I'm going to be an ambassador when I get to the Willard Middle School. And the fact that it's such a small program, it's just in a little school. I'm recently reaching out, but before we've just affected our school. So the fact that somebody in fourth grade already knows about the ambassadors and wants to be in it is kind of, I think, a testament to how much something like this can spread and
mm-hmm.
how much joy it brings to students. So,
absolutely. Yeah. That's cool. I look forward to that young fourth grader being a Willard ambassador when he gets to Willard Middle School. We're talking to Tina and Sebastian. They are Willard ambassadors at Willard Middle School in Berkeley. And tell me a little bit about this pantry box project. That's something that you started on campus, but you're trying to hope that it'll extend out to help the community at large as well.
The project was led by a couple eighth graders, but I think the idea was actually started last year.
Yes, it did.
And the pantry box itself is actually on the perimeter of Willard.
It's particularly for actually people who are outside of the community. I mean, outside of the school. So it's a pantry box, and there's just tons of food. People can just go in, grab anything you want. We fill it with our donations from the school. Parents and students bring in food from there, and that's the idea where people, food insecure exactly. Or don't have the money to buy food, homeless people, just a way to feel loved.
So it's a food, it's a pantry, it's called the Pantry Box Project, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so the Pantry Box Project, was it started originally as a food bank or a food project to feed initially kids at school at Willard that were food insecure, or was it
actually,
for everybody?
We do have a program in the school that's not led by us actually. But we were inspired by the in-school version to spread it outward. So that's actually an example of maybe our school, of our program evolving to reach outwards.
And when is it open? Or if people are living in the Berkeley area or in that area or are in need of a food pantry, can they just show up any particular time?
The box, it has a cute little sign that the ambassadors made. And the box itself was actually made by us, too.
Cool.
It's open 24/7, just to insert that in quickly.
It's literally open 24/7.
Yeah. It's you can think of it as, like I said, it's wishing well, something for clothes. People just put stuff in there and it's open all the time. So you just, it's literally a box, sit there. We trust people to respect it, and people will, have so far, and you just go in, take out your food, and it's just open whenever you want it.
So it's kind of like one of those free book libraries everywhere. And so this is something that people can contribute to food
absolutely.
To regularly. You said that you have parents and teachers bring it and they donate it at the school, but if somebody were to walk by Willard's pantry box, they could actually drop off some cans or some food there.
Yeah, of course, good. Just, of course, non-perishables. We clean it out every once in a while, make sure it's well kept. Please don't put something that's going to rot in there for the next days. Non-perishables are the best.
Right. Sure. This is Willard Middle School in Berkeley, 2425 Stewart Street, but you'll actually find the pantry box on the Telegraph side of Willard Middle School. We're talking with Tina and Sebastian. They are two Willard Middle School ambassadors, Tina in the 7th grade and Sebastian in the 8th grade. And so what do you hope will come of this project, or what do you think will be the future for the ambassadors? Ambassadors or any projects you have coming up?
The future for the ambassadors is doing more projects that are reaching outwards into the community. Most of our projects have been inside the school, gaining trust inside the school. And hopefully this project, actually the ambassadors, I think is up for review as a program in the next couple of years, but we're pretty sure that it's going to continue. And hopefully we have a solid base. We know what projects we do inside our inside our school. Now we want to take those same skills we've learned in our small zone and spread it out. So from that, me, Abby, Aiden decided to go to senior homes. So we started going to senior homes and we serve them food, play games, draw with them, that kind of stuff. Last year, we also started a sexual harassment project, which was through Generation Citizens, which is I'm not sure if it's nationwide, I believe, I know it's statewide, program for students to pick an issue in their community or in their school. And Generation Citizens has a way to actually make it a reality. So we picked sexual harassment because it was an issue that we felt was prominent actually before the Me Too movement. So what we decided to do was to educate our schools and the whole Berkeley School District. We never got to that point, but we did get do tons of research. We created lessons as a Willard ambassadors to cover sexual harassment and how to sexual harassment. So last year we actually won an award for that for our drive for that project. So this year, the main thing we did was finishing up those lessons, and it was really actually empowering. We talked to this faculty, and they're like, oh yes, go ahead, make those lessons, shimmy them up, make them a little better, and Tina helped with that as well. And we actually had our first round of lessons presented a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there was students So the sexual harassment project will continue next year. We're going to have monthly sexual harassment lessons that we created that actually the students will be teaching. We felt like this fact that students will be teaching it, it'll make it more real. It's not just a teacher blabbing at you. It's a peer of yours teaching you about a very important topic. And actually, the fact that it's monthly, we don't want it to be, okay, there's a whole lesson at the end of the year about sexual harassment. We're like, oh, how about the whole rest of the year? It'll be a monthly thing. Keep it up, fresh in people's mind on how to react to these things.
So did you want to talk about a project that you've got in mind or something that you're working on?
I am working on the Shade Garden, which is one of those projects that mostly affects Willard. We have this space outside of a classroom downstairs, and it's really, it used to be like really ugly and dirty, and no one was like doing anything with it. But there's this like little square of, you know, it used to be like really bad soil, like, you know, really crusty dirt. But I was like, I think it was Mr. Pavlak who came up with it. You know, let's turn it into a garden. Mm-hmm. Like, we have this space. Let's make it something beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, over like months, we got nice soil. We actually got some plants from the classroom that's outside of it. And, you know, I started painting it. And I think me starting to paint it with two classmates of mine, Maya and Anna, it was like, I just remember like starting to prime everything, like, wow, you know, I never thought that like they'd actually just like give, you know, like these huge cans of primer and like, you know, like professional equipment to do this to like kids. And, you know, we started painting it and we're sketching out a mural. And it just feels really empowering to do stuff like that because there's so much, like, you have control over, you know, what your surroundings are. Like, if you're, like, we were unhappy with what was down there and we're turning it into a place where, like, students can come in and hang out and, you know, like, enjoy how, like, beautiful it is. And, you know, we're painting it, like, yellows. So it's going to be super bright and happy and, you know. And we have another space that we're going to try to do that, too.
Yeah, so what Tina's touching upon, I think, was the point of the ambassador is that maybe our projects itself won't be like the most monumental thing, but the fact that it's empowering students, oh wow, this is something I can do, this makes me happy, this is exciting, this is, I can actually make a change. And the fact that the program itself teaches that to the kids so well, that's what's special about the ambassadors. And the fact that I'm like, oh, I did this, I can feel proud, I've organized this whole field trip, because we can organize our own field trips as long as we go through the whole faculty. So that's what I think is very important about the ambassadors, that maybe if the project always isn't the biggest thing, and the fact that the students feel empowered and, oh, I actually did make a change in this, now I can grow my project. Oh, now I can do a bigger project. Maybe when I get to high school, I'll join student government. Maybe it'll affect them to do something even bigger, run for office and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The fact that it gives you that little taste of being able to make a change. So
yeah, it sounds like you guys are making amazing changes, not only, you know, empowering yourselves and empowering the students around you, inspiring each other, and also taking it out into community to serve the community as well. Right on. Pleasure to meet you both, Sebastian and Tina, Willard ambassadors from Willard Middle School. Pleasure to have you on KBLX Cares. Thank you for being here today.
All right, thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.